Hey guys, we got Binks the African Bee and more amazing videos for you guys to see today. Stay tuned.
You are now tuned into Black Hollywood Live. The Bee.
Okay.
Your smile, your voice creeps inside my heart with everything you do. I have no choice. Loving you is all that I know how to do. Even when your weight was heavy, you would sort me up. Even when you were in pieces, you would hold me together. Even though I was your baby, you would start the fight in me. One that was there to hold my back. Don't you know that I choose you over anybody else when you're not around?
Okay, guys, that's Kiana Ledee. I choose you. The acoustic version. She has an amazing voice. So I thought it would be cool for us to open up with something a little sexy. You know, being that a girl is holding it down. But of course, you know I'm never going to hold it down without my boy, Mr. Carter.
No.
We in the building. Jesse couldn't be here today. He had mad stuff to do, but it's only right because you know my ass is barely here because I'm always working. So he deserves a day to take care of their business. But our guest today is amazing. She is from South Africa.
Yeah.
And her name is Binks, and I call her, people call her, the African Bee.
Exactly.
She literally has on a leotard that looked like a bumblebee. What's up, Binks?
Hey, hey, Queen and Carter, what's happening?
Welcome to...
Waka, waka,
Welcome to BHL. We're happy to have you here on The Bead.
Oh, my word. I'm so happy to be on The Beat. Did you do that on purpose?
No.
The Beads. No, I'm so stoked for you to have me. Thank you for having me today.
Thank you so much for coming. And everybody doesn't know, but you are South African.
Yes, I am.
That is super dope. So we're going to, what we're going to do is we're going to play a few videos. You give us your opinion, you know.
Cool.
And then in the meantime, we're going to interview you. And then we are going to have, guys, an amazing performance by Binks.
Yeah.
So stay tuned. So right now, what we're going to do is we're going to go into the videos. So
right.
The video that we're about to play is a person by the name of Ray. And it's called I, You, Us. So let's see what Ray is all about.
Let's do it.
See what kind of tip Jesse was talking
about. Right. Was he high?
Delete the pictures off my phone. You know, you were never in my zone. Ooh. Pack your bag, it's time to go. You know, you are not the one I want. All of the messages you sent, talking about how we should stay friends. Come again, come again, come again. Every single second that we spent, every single place in town we went. Up again, up again,
Okay, that's Ray. I, You, Us. What do you think about that?
I'm actually here for it, y'all. I like the beat. I don't really understand her look, to be completely honest with you. But the song is dope.
Okay.
The song is dope. What do you think, Binks?
What do you think, Binks?
Yeah, I think the song is definitely my kind of music. It's very empowering and very feel-good, even though it's like she's talking about, you know, not wanting to be with him, but I'm also biased. There's a lot of black and yellow in the video. But no, I think the editing is great. I think, the look, I get why she's dressed that way. I think it'd be something. I like that she does quirky things with her vocals.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely add something more to the look, get it a little more spicier, something.
Okay, guys. Well, so if you want to check out IU Us a little, you know, want to see the video in its entirety, you know already, go to YouTube and check out Ray, R-A-Y-E. Next, this person, I have been following her for many years. She has an amazing voice. And, of course, that is Lila James.
Come
so on. She has something called heart for me. Let's see what Lila James is coming up with because, you know, it's been a while. You know what I mean?
Right. Come on,
Lila James. Come on, Lila.
Try to show you love, but you don't want to learn.
No, baby.
What's the point of this if we can't get it right? Oh, baby. Can't you see that I need you in my life? Baby.
Don't make it hard for me, baby. I just wanna love you.
Okay, that's Lila James, and the song is called Hard for Me. What do you think? She still got it.
Her voice
is still amazing.
Her vocals are rich.
Is it hard?
They are rich.
Aren't they rich?
I gotta get a cavity after that.
You know, I have an issue, though, because she has yet to really break out. And she's been at this for a very long time.
Yeah.
So I don't know what it's going to take for Lila to break out. I don't know what the delay is. I don't know what the problem is. But we're rooting for you, Lila.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, Binks, I have a question. So how long have you been singing and entertaining?
Oh, well, I've been singing since I was 2.
Okay.
The first song I ever sang was a Rolling Stones song. I was singing Ruby Tuesday with no teeth in my mouth.
Oh.
And ever since then, I just no one ever questioned what I wanted to do. I was just always singing, always entertaining. And when I was 13, I just wanted to move to New York. I didn't move then, but I broke up with my boyfriend when I was 13. And I was like, I got to go to New York to be a pop star. Sorry, I can't do this anymore.
At 13?
At 13,
right.
I was so ready to come. I just could not wait.
Really?
So, yeah.
So how long have you been living in New York?
In Manhattan for about 2 years.
Oh, I'm from New York.
Yay! Well, it's so nice to be on the West Coast for a change, though.
Yeah, it is. So welcome to L.A.
Thanks.
How's the culture in South Africa? Being that, you're South African, of course you're white or whatever, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
How is the culture? Are you accepted there? Like, how is it? How is it over there?
So for me, it's very important, my culture, because I grew up there and I'm very attached to my culture.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is why I dress like the African bee, because it's important
it's
for
you.
Me to show the world that there's a lot of talent and there's a lot of culture
mm-hmm.
in South Africa. And yeah, it's cool for me to bring that out and, I make an effort to sing in the languages I was taught growing up,
really?
Which is English, Afrikaans, and Xhosa.
Mm. Oh,
and I
want to...
It goes.
The clicking?
Yes.
Can you say something real quick with the clicking?
What do you want me to say? Do you want me to say, well, this is my favorite word. I just love it. It's like, Ndifuna iswekile, nomasi, nompokoqo. And
what did you just say?
I want it's my favorite meal in South Africa. So it's like just oatmeal like with sugar and like sour milk and stuff. It sounds really weird.
Sour milk.
So
but yeah, another thing we love one of the songs I wrote is called Bambanani and it's Ikawele Sizwe Nelson Mandela, which is
wow.
Our king, our hero Nelson Mandela. So
wow. And who are some of your music influences?
Oh my word, it ranges. So I'm very, very into all kinds of music. I think my main sound is pop. I have a lot of R&B influences and I have a lot of rock influences because I grew up listening to classic rock. But yeah, I actually started off a little country, a little bluesy. It was very interesting.
Can you name like 2 or 3 people?
Some artists?
Yeah.
So Rolling Stones, David Bowie, Lana Del Rey.
Oh.
Yes.
That's for life album.
I really like, and Bob Dylan, very lyrically, I'm a very wordy person, so I have like all different people. I've got like the Katy Perry, Lady Gaga sound, and then I've got like the Lana Del Rey, Bob Dylan lyrics, and then, you know, just
all just a mix of all your great people.
Of my favorite people.
That's super
and
awesome.
And then it all is Binks.
Yes, Binks! Y'all have to see her fit. You will later when she gets up to perform. Okay, so we're going to go into another video. And this is Sylvain Lacoux. And the song is called Best of Me. Let's take a look.
Apologies in advance. Jealousy ensues, but I choose to understand.
You know Jesse picked this. This is so his type of film.
I said slow things slower. Because people are to judge when they barely even know you. Let me say that again. I said slow things slower. Because people are to judge when they barely even know you. When I was 7, used to rock soldiers. Hot boys had it popping from the Noya. I need a project chick from the corner. Cause I had a friend, she was like 10. Even then I used to buy blow pops from the corner. Valentine cards, milk money by the quarter. Fast forward, I was dumb girls, handy by the fit. 20 pumps, 6 condoms and recorders. Fucking out of spite, kinda sorta. Got engaged, now I'm thinking about a daughter. Spend a lot of time even though I can't afford her. Please keep it coming with the brown water. Please. Back when I had plans of being whole, going for a change for the quarter waters. When I was naive to these things, I really wanna follow what my heart shares. Money ain't a thing till it's not there. Bitches ain't shit till you need a queen. And niggas all the same till you meet a king.
Okay, you know what that's you need Binks. When you that broke.
You know what you want when you see the dream. Ay, all I wanna do is be the best.
Binks. All I wanna do is I'm saying that's Binks. That's Sylvain Lacoux. Binks, I'm reading your name. And I'm saying
that. You just constantly thinking about me.
That's Sylvain Lacoux. Look. Look, okay, I'm tired. That's Sylvain Lacoux, best of me, best me, I guess, or whatever. He has good lyrics.
Yeah, it took me a minute to get into it.
Was trying to understand where the hell he was going. But of course, we know, being that Jesse isn't here, we know that he definitely chose this video. This is so his type of vibe.
So you.
But I do have to say something about that video. A lot of artists feel like, I mean, I don't know how much this costs to make or anything, but a lot of artists feel like you have to put in a tremendous budget.
Amount of money, yeah.
Well, you don't.
And I was really like it took me a minute as well, but then like when I was kind of watching, I was like, this is really interesting. Like, he's just through a forest on like a those moving things.
Uh-huh.
And I was just like, wow, that's a very simple video, but great.
Yeah. Somebody's probably driving with a freaking camera holding in the back of a tow truck or something. I mean, not a tow truck.
Tow truck.
Flatbed.
Like, things that they wrap around their waist, but they're like so light. Yeah. And like, I'm like, wow. Technology, y'all. It's crazy.
Yeah. So I'm all for the independent artists or whatever. I really believe that in these days now that you don't need a big, giant company to represent you, as long as you're able to represent yourself and be true to you, be true to yourself artistically. Right. Oh, I love a red camera.
No, red.
But I feel like these days you have the ability to be free. And that brings us to Binks. That brings us to you.
Hey.
And your video headlights. So, what is the concept behind this video? What's going on with headlights?
So, with headlights, I went through something very difficult last year. Very, very traumatic time for me. And I was sort of getting to a point where I wanted to actually give up a career in music. Because it was bringing me more pain than it was bringing me joy. And
What do you mean?
I just lost someone last year, and it was really difficult. No, thank you. And, he was the reason I became a musician, so it was more like, it was just very painful. And I had a dream one night that I was riding on a bicycle, and I heard this music, and I was on a beach, and I was following this music. And as I finally found where it came to, it was this massive, like, outdoor stadium right on the beach. And as I looked up to see who was performing, I saw it was me.
Wow. And what a reflection.
It was great.
Wow.
And I was like, you know what? This is where I need to be. I'm on the right path. This was a sign from him.
Yes, it was.
And I was like, well, I need to share that message. And this is what Headlights is. It's about me discovering myself again and finding that passion again through the pain.
Wow. That's deep. So everybody, let's check out Binks Headlights. Turn it up a little, Steve.
You're a technicolor glue. I'm about to take control. Get in the mood, in the zone, just in case I start to align. I'm a piece of a mosaic. In the company of changes. Make my way through the mazes, just in case I see you nice. All these colors are flooding my eyes. I'll be fine. So I keep you in my headlights. Whenever I'm swimming in midnight, can't see past my headlights. Core right before I crash. You'll be caught in headlights. Whenever I'm swimming at midnight, never
this?
I filmed this in Connecticut.
Connecticut?
Yeah. And it was the... Do you want to hear more of a coincidence?
Yes.
I mean, like, it's just like the stars were aligning. When I was talking to my producer about where we wanted to film this video, the whole point of it was to be on the beach. Mm-hmm. I was like, where the hell are we going to find a beach?
In the middle of winter in New York.
Wow. I was like, hell no. We'll just do it somewhere else and just figure it out. But a friend of mine lives in Connecticut, and I said, you know, she's got a very big house, and I said, do you mind if we shoot my video here? And she was like, sure, absolutely. We get there to like suss out the set, and there's a beach right next. There.
Wow. There's a beach in Connecticut, y'all?
Yes. Yes. New York is, I mean, don't sleep.
I'm being sleep. I did not know. Wow. Okay.
So it was a beach right there. We were like, this is so meant to be.
That was meant. Yeah.
It was all about the beach, you know. It obviously had sentimental meaning to me.
Yeah. Right. So riding the bicycle. Yeah.
And that
this
bike
whole
was
visual.
Coming
the bike
out the water.
Was, yeah.
So basically, it's me coming from South Africa through the water to America.
It.
Basically, the video is about my dad, so that's who it's about. And yeah, it's just keeping him in my headlights, keeping him in my focus as I continue.
Awesome. And I love the concept of riding the bike like your dream, like just bringing some of that, you know, to life in your video. I think that's super dope.
Thank you.
The song? So you have a song that hit number one in South Africa radio charts. Which song is that?
That song is Radiohead. And that is the first track on the African Beat album.
And congratulations on that.
Oh, thank you so much.
And Radiohead.
So that has a lot of a story as well about South Africa. So I had a nanny in South Africa, and she used to call me Unomototolo, which means radio, because I would sing and talk all day long. So she'd be like, Uyangola wena. And I was like, she'd always tell me, you're so noisy. She's like, you're going to be so famous because you're always singing and talking. And so that song, I like called it Radiohead because of that, because I was always singing and talking.
So. That is so amazing for you to hit number one in South African radio charts. Have you been have you released anything over like in Europe, like London, England,
It's all just online. So it's available anyway.
Okay.
Not in a specific place.
Okay,
yeah.
That's awesome. And you also have a song called Paradise. It's a new single that's on Spotify.
Yes.
And
just released that. Recorded it at the Spotify Studios.
In New York?
Yeah.
That is amazing.
It's my new summer smash.
Okay, so we're going to get into another video. Paloma Ford featuring Dave East. Dave East's been here a couple of times.
Okay.
The song is called Waves. Let's take a look.
Babe, you know it's mine now, we ain't gonna wait. Soon as you touch down, you know I'm gay. I need it right now, ain't gonna wait.
Paloma Ford featuring Dave East. Now listen, I thought Dave East been here before, but no, I follow
Paloma
Dave East on Insta. I follow Dave East on Insta. Paloma has been here, Paloma Ford. But wait. You still feeling it, Steve? Let it play then. Shit. Steve still feeling some type of way in the back? Let it play. Shit. This shit's sexy as fuck. Yay.
That fashion and the lighting.
That's just sexy.
Go ahead,
give it, girl. That's Paloma Ford featuring Dave East. The song is called Waves. I am going to purchase that. You already know that. That will be added to my Making Love repertoire. So you have an EP that's releasing in September. So can you tell us a little more about that?
So that'll be an album, actually. It'll be 8 tracks.
Ooh.
It's coming out in September on my dad's birthday. I released my EP as well on his birthday last year. And yeah, I've got some cool songs. I'm excited. They're very different, very all different flavors of things. We've got some power ballads, some rock.
Yes.
And then some pop, sugary pop songs, all sorts. So
I love the fact that you have like a different array of sound throughout.
Like multifaceted
yeah. with your sound. Yeah. I think that's super dope. I'm glad that you haven't put yourself inside
in one box.
That you're giving us pop, you're giving us rock, you're giving us, you know, you're giving us a little bit. So what made you choose that? What made you decide to just be free with your music?
I think I just am. I don't think I decided. I grew up with so many different, like, people influencing me. Like, just when, I mean, in South Africa, like, we just have a TV there, and I just was so Americanized, I'd watch everything. I just watched, my mom would just put in a tape and record music videos for me all day.
Wow.
So if
really?
I went to my friend's house, I'd come home and I'd just watch hours of music videos. And like Ciara and like people
so
like that.
That's all
just,
you knew.
That's all, I swear. I was just obsessed. So, and yeah, it's weird though, because the album coming out is called Buzzed.
Yes.
And I know you've got a show here called After Buzzed.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was meant to be.
Yeah. I can't wait to see you perform.
Yeah, I'm excited to perform for you.
I'm super excited about that. So let's do our last video. It's called Alma. And when we come back from this video, we will have an amazing performance by Binks. Stay tuned.
Ooh, soulful lady.
Sing it, Queen. Floating in the ocean, people need the poison. 3 a.m., you just touch my hand. It made me lose my focus. I almost didn't notice. And I better know what to do. Who's gonna be the first one to move? I wanna get closer to you.
Does not look the way she sounds, but God bless her. That's the good thing about being independent artists. You have the freedom to be yourself and to be free, and, you know, good for her. Right now, we have an amazing performance by Binks, and the song that she is performing has been number one on the South African radio charts, introducing Binks singing Paradise.
Hey, hey.
Turn it up, turn it up.
Hey. I'm getting bored of all this ordinary talk. I'm not broken, just rearranged. Hell, I could use a friend today. Hey, like a magazine with tea. But inside, I'm a mess. Up and down like a sunrise, sunset. We're only as happy as our last regret. Hey, through all the heartbreaks, the stress and the pain, but you're here for me Monday through Sunday night. The eyes before we die. Second star to the right. Let's go, let everybody know that you got the fire, I got the spark. Together we're lighting up the target. One, I lay a paradise. We forget that we own you, we're on the run, but together we can move mountains. I look on, I travel like a ghost. I found paradise.
I'm way past space. Do you wanna go for a walk downtown? Hey, I'm feeling broken, adapting a change. I'm sorry for more, promise you'll stay the same on this wild drive to wide. Jetsons, let's jump on the stars and dance straight for miles. Cause life is more fun when you're with someone, and I was so down and you came around. Hey. You got that fire, I got that fire.
Follow you.
Awesome. You can find me on Spotify, Instagram, iTunes. Everything is Binks Official, but obviously on the online music, it's Binks the African Bee.
Yeah. And if you guys want to, like she just said, check her out. Check out Binks. Go on YouTube, see more of her work, see more of her videos.
Keep up with the buzz.
Keep up with the buzz. Bees, bees, bees. And of course, Mr. Carter, where can everybody follow you?
Y'all already know, though. You can follow me everywhere at Mr. Carter.
All right. And everybody know they can follow me on Snapchat, Instagram at Queen Wink, and on Twitter at Queen Live. And of course, you want some hair, winklux.com. I want to thank you so much, Binks, for coming.
Thank you so much for having me. Both of you are amazing.
And thank you. You are super amazing. I love your energy, and God bless you. I hope that you make it as far as your eyes can see.
Oh, my word.
And keep buzzing, honey.
Yeah, I will.
And thank you guys for watching. Jesse will be back next week. Until next time, peace. Thanks.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagram at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Music Redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.